June Reimer, Deputy CEO of the First Peoples Disability Network, is the New South Wales Aboriginal Woman of the Year. The announcement of her award came in a week in which there were three more Indigenous deaths in custody. The ongoing Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with a Disability has heard evidence suggesting that 95% of Indigenous people appearing in court charged with criminal offences have an intellectual disability, cognitive impairment or a mental illness. June Reimer has been honoured for her work in the field of Indigenous disability advocacy. Rob Osborne spoke to her shortly after the award announcement was made.
I'm a Gambangia Dungari woman from the north coast of New South Wales, and I've been in the community care business for over 40 years now, but more importantly, around the last 20 years working with our Aboriginal people nationally and representing them at international conferences and at the United Nations.
And how do you feel about being honoured with this award?
Well, I guess first and foremost, you know, I'm very humbled by the award. You know, it was a very strong field and I think everyone could have taken out this award, but I feel honoured and privileged, obviously. I've been working for a long time in this field, so to be acknowledged and recognised, I think that's an achievement that I never realised I'd ever get, but I'm very thankful for that.
What are the aims and objectives of the First Peoples Disability Network?
So the First Peoples Disability Network is the only national peak representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia and their carers and families. And our objective is that we have an inclusive society for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living with disability, and that they can be included, you know, in all areas of their life and have access to whatever they need to live their dreams and see their goals pursued. But I think it's really important that we acknowledge our women with disabilities, because normally they, you know, they have double issues in their life to getting access to appropriate services, and particularly when they live on country, it's very difficult to access the programs or supports they need in their life. So for FPDN, it's about, you know, hearing and telling the stories and pushing that forward through government policy to make change on the ground so all our people with disability can be included in all areas of their life, whether that's education, employment or improved justice outcomes.
There is currently a Royal Commission inquiring into violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with a disability. What are your concerns from an Indigenous perspective?
We advocated for this Royal Commission for over 10 years with all the other national disability peaks, but our concern that through no fault of the, you know, the Royal Commission itself, but because we had COVID and shortly, you know, it may be finishing. We really haven't had the targeted engagements that need to be had across the country to hear the voice of those most marginalised and disadvantaged. So I think the real concern that we have is particularly around justice. We have large incarcerated numbers in the justice system, and most of those mob are people living with disability. The other issue we have is around the counselling services for those. So, you know, from the beginning of the Royal Commission, those that may have chose to tell their story about, you know, what's happening within their life circle haven't been appropriately counselled through. And this is a real concern for people to relive the issues that they may have already suffered. So there's a lot more work to be done with the Royal Commission in really engaging Aboriginal people, but we at FPDM would say justice needs to have its own focus, because we have the highest incarceration rates and 70% of that are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people living with disability that shouldn't be there in the first place.
Unfortunately, there have recently been several more Indigenous deaths in custody. How are these deaths to be prevented in future?
Well, I mean, the simple answer here is early diagnosis and early support. So as I said earlier, you know, we have high numbers of people being incarcerated, whether that's juveniles or the adult population with a disability, undiagnosed disability and aren't appropriately support. So what we've seen in the last years is our jails have become the new institutions for people with disability. So with the inception of the NDIS, it was about closing down institutions so people could live the life they want to live as a person with disability. But what's happened without diagnosis and intervention, our people there are being incarcerated. So we really need to relook at the whole system. And part of that is training and understanding all types of disability. How can they be better supported with their disability? And as we've seen, which is very sad, a lot of these people, those deaths in custody, it's just misunderstanding, you know, about their diagnosis or, you know, what their needs can be. So it's about more training and understanding about particularly, you know, psychosocial disability and mental health. And I don't think people today have a good grasp of what is a disability and what does that mean in people's lives and how can it be better supported to have the best outcomes for everyone.
June Reimer, Deputy CEO of the First Peoples Disability Network, ending that report from Rob Osborne.